Well, since the dawn of science, researchers have wondered about moths' tendency to fling themselves at light sources. The father of evolution himself, Charles Darwin, once theorised that the novelty of man-made lights explained moths' unhealthy obsession with flames. But in a new paper published in the Journal of Insect Conservation this week, researchers have found fewer moths turning up in light traps, suggesting they might be becoming more disinterested in our glowing light sources. Avalon Owens is an entomologist and research fellow at the Rowland Institute at Harvard University.
How's it going?
Really well, thank you. Look, before we get into this change in behaviour you've recorded, can you just explain to me why moths are attracted to light in the first place and how the experts have tried to explain this over time?
It's actually not a simple question. We've been since pretty much the evolution of fire when it was first observed, right? And there's lots of different theories. Maybe they're using the moon to navigate and the light sort of looks like a moon. And so they end up navigating towards it instead of other things. There's other theories as well. I wouldn't say it's entirely a settled question, but one thing that is really clear is that it is what we would call an evolutionary accident. So they're not gaining any benefit from doing this. In fact, it's often quite harmful.
So researchers have been pointing to a decline in light trap catches of insects, of indeed all kinds, for some time now. One explanation for that has commonly been that insects are declining in general. But your research is pointing to other possible causes. Can you tell us what they are?
Yeah. So first, let me say that there's lots of ways to measure insects, and a lot of different ways are showing pretty much the same thing, that insects do seem to be declining in many places. But one of the main ways that we understand how nocturnal insects are doing, and that's over half of all insects are active at night, for those insects, we attract them to artificial light sources like black light lamps, and then we count the insects that arrive there. And it's occurred to me, as somebody who studies light pollution, that we're putting more lights out into the environment all the time. And each individual light source might attract fewer insects solely because there's just a huge number of light sources out there. Not only that, but light attraction, it's not a good thing for an insect to do, right? And so there's evolutionary pressure against this very weird behavior, such that not seeing moths at a light might actually be a good thing.
A good thing how?
Well, if it means that they're learning not to go to lights, that means that they are probably spending their time doing things that a moth should be doing, you know, foraging, mating, laying eggs, instead of wasting entire evenings sort of circling these lights randomly.
You use a range of trapping methods, well, entomologists do. Does the estimate that you've found on, you know, declining numbers, could they possibly be overblown because the trapping methods perhaps haven't been as successful?
I think light traps in particular are very susceptible to changes in the nocturnal light environment, to changes in what we're doing at night. Other trapping methods are probably a bit more reliable. So using pheromones to attract insects or suction traps that suck them out of the air. And so these methods, I think in the future going forward, we want to focus on these methods more. Unfortunately, most of what we know about moths especially, but other nocturnal insects of conservation concern, comes only from light traps. And so what I think we have to grapple with now is how much can we actually trust this data? And how can we sort of benchmark it against other methods to get a better idea of what's going on?
Is there a concern then that this suggestion that moths have an overexposure to light, is there a concern that it has either heightened or dulled certain other senses?
Well, certainly a moth at a light, I mean, there's been a couple studies on predator evasion behavior, so how moths are able to avoid bats, for example. And they show that the moths, they're sort of predator sensing, their hearing gets completely disrupted. Not only that, but they would normally do these incredibly complex evasive maneuvers to sort of dodge out of the bat's way, and they're not able to do this either. And I think what it really gets at is when you see an insect at a light, it's totally confused. It's trapped, you know, it's lured by this light and unable to execute any of its normal functions just because of the light.
So are you seeing a decline in captures for other insects as well, or are moths the outlier here?
I think each insect group has its own story. So the things that we understand the best are pollinators, bees especially, butterflies, insects that we observe during the day. And there are real declines being being seen for these groups. The nocturnal insects, the other half of the story, a lot less is known. Mm. And I think, you know, the result of this study is that we really know almost nothing at all, and we need to figure out better ways of looking after, checking out these insects.
Just the beginning, it sounds. Entomologist Avalon Owens is discussing why light traps are catching less moths here on RN Drive. You mentioned bees before. We often hear about the ecological benefits of bees with respect to biodiversity, but moths, you know, they've had a decidedly less successful PR campaign, haven't they, over the years? Are they just
that
as...
That is one thing I've really noticed.
Yeah. So, I mean, are they just as important as bees? What are their benefits?
Absolutely. I think, I mean, bees are really important, but moths, they serve two purposes. Number one, they're hugely effective as pollinators. The only reason we don't think of moths as pollinators is because usually they're doing it when we're asleep. And we're not there to sort of bear witness to how good they are at this, but they're responsible for a lot of pollen transport. And, you know, that helps with our food security, all sorts of things. It's a really important ecological function. Not only that, but as caterpillars, moths are a main food source of birds. And as adults, they're a main food source of bats. They're sort of at the base of the food web. And so all of those, you know, larger animals that we love, like hummingbirds, but other birds in our garden, if those animals need moths to survive.
So finally, Avalon, if this is just the beginning of this type of research, what next for entomologists like yourself?
I want to know more about what sort of the conservation aspect of this all. So we know moths going to light is a bad thing. Maybe they're not doing it as much as they used to, or maybe they're sort of diluted among more and more light sources. And I really want to know, as a conservationist, what does this mean and how can we change our lighting practices to promote moths and other insects?
Entomologist and research fellow at the Rowland Institute at Harvard University, Avalon Owens, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.